Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Live it. Do it.
Clay up and candle, clay up and candle, clay up and candle, clay up and candle, clay up and candle.
Tell Mama all.
Oh, Kendall, we're in Madagascar.
Oh, Cliff, Madagascar, one of the places that I've always wanted to visit.
Didn't you ever want to go? Now, do you love the Madagascar movies? Do you love them?
Well, that's why I wanted to come here, and this is nothing like that.
It's nothing like that.
It's not a cartoon. There are no clothes. It's all kind of stuff is different from the movie.
I haven't seen one hilarious zebra since we've got here.
I know, right? Where are they hiding them all?
But it is lovely. It is wonderful. And as you bring up, we're totally naked today.
Yeah. Now, before you turn off, before you turn the whole thing off, just bear with us for a second.
Give them a minute to vomit, wipe their mouth.
Yeah.
Come back.
Get a wash rag, put some cold water on your face.
You may need a barf bag for this episode.
Trust me, you're way better there than you are here. It's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
And I had many reservations about doing this. But when in Rome, we're in a nude colony here in Madagascar. Visiting, and
yeah, we were just coming through, and it happened to be a nude colony that Mrs. Butter Churn, she'd made arrangements to give them her rye speech about the benefits of growing rye.
Yeah,
and at first I really thought, oh no, we've got to go because I wear clothes in the swimming pool, and
yeah.
It's medically recommended that I stay clothed even in the pool
for your sake and others.
Yeah, it's a safety issue. But I have to say, after so long, we've been here for so long, we watched Charles the Contractor set up our booth, Mr. Snodbot and Mrs. Potter, but a better turn, they've been going around mingling in the nude, and I'm almost getting used to it.
It's getting better. It's getting better. I'm there with you. I wish that we weren't in this glass booth.
Piece of my fat got stuck in my chair over here. I'm sorry.
Oh, see, that's why I don't like being nude.
I know.
All the problems that come with it. Getting stuck in all these chairs.
Got 99 problems, and being nude is most of them. No, exactly. Out of the glass booth, but everybody else is naked. Do you find that you don't mind it as much since everybody else walking around totally
well,
nude?
Yeah, everybody else being naked helps, but I do feel like we're a little bit more on display than most people. Like, here, look at these two fatsos in this glass booth.
Yeah.
Luckily, all this duct tape is hiding a lot of stuff. So.
I know. Now, what are you sitting on over there? Is that some kind of like old baseball mitt? Or oh no, sorry, those are your balls. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I did not recognize.
I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not sitting on anything.
It's your testes. They're bulging out there. Sorry.
Cliff, all the listeners don't want to hear about my testes.
Now, what I think is fun, and you'll notice over here that I've done since I don't have a shirt on. When I'm holding things, like I've got some even email from the writers here on my iPad, and I didn't have a place to set it on the desk, so I was holding it under my bosom. It was holding it down there, but now I'm pulling that out, and I've got Kendall. Did you even know there are facts about nudity that our writers have sent us? Did you know this?
Yes, I got the email too. I didn't know there were facts, and I can't wait to talk about them.
I'm gonna bust a fact about nudity. Are you ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
650 BC in Sparta. Doesn't everybody love Sparta? Both
Sparta.
Women and men occasionally went nude in certain festivals and exercised. That'd be like if we went down downtown Busheltown to the rye festival and we're like, hey, get a load of this rye growing in this thatch.
I don't think Sheriff Frog Blast would allow that. He'd put us in jail.
I don't think so. And exercising nude, oh my God, that just makes my bosoms flop up and down thinking about it.
But that's not even logically a good idea, like things just flopping around. I need some sort of support to hold everything down.
I know. Some people's bodies, you know, are like rock hard all over.
Yeah, and, well, and you know what? To pinch. I f***ing hate them, and I don't want to talk about them.
Hate
there's plenty of them around here, and I don't like them either.
Yeah.
But, you know, in ancient Egypt, children didn't even wear clothes till they were 6 years old. Did
oh
you know that?
My God, that's just because they would just shit all over them, probably, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there were no diapers.
Yeah,
so
no diapers, and so until you just learn, hey, you want shit all over yourself? Well, clean it up. We'll put you some clothes on.
No clothing, no problem.
Oh, Bowers, aren't you loving this wonderful rude colony? Oh, my.
Isn't it wonderful, dear? So many wonderful people just having a great time together in spiritual happiness, dear, not worrying about clothing.
So many friendly faces and friendly bodies everywhere, all around. It's been a real treat, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, it has, dear. And I've had so much fun. We're over there playing volleyball, dear. Have you seen it?
Well, we...
Oh, yes. You should have seen Mrs. Butter 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 Turn as she spiked the volleyball. Oh, my. It was quite a sight to behold.
Oh, dear, we're having such a wonderful time. This is a great experience. I hope you're both enjoying it as well.
I'm loving
it. Yeah, we're getting more comfortable with it. Cliff is just spread out having a great time over there. I had been reticent, but I'm getting better.
I feel it's like it's freeing. It's like, okay, my whole life for the past 36 years, I've been worrying about how fat I am and how to cover up this fat. And finally, you come to a nude colony, and it's like they accept you for how fat you are.
Now, there's the spirit, dear.
Oh, wonderfully put, boy.
Well, that's a good thought.
I'm so proud of Cliff for having such a wonderful epiphany.
Oh, yes. Perhaps we could ask him to do a testimonial later.
A test at what?
A test of what? Oh, now don't look over there. Those are his... Oh, sorry. It's not a baseball man.
That is why I'm having problems.
I don't know what you're talking about, boy. But, dear, we've got to make it over. You know, the shot put tournament is coming up and we've got to practice.
That's wonderful, dear. Let's go right away.
Oh, yes. One, two, three.
Oh.
Oh, that. Well, see, they have no problem being nude. Just right in your face.
I like it because I think like it is getting older. You know, you just care less. And it's like, well, guess what? That's my fat ass. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right
there. I have gotten a lot more. Since I've gotten older, I've gotten a lot more like, you know what? I don't care. You're going to deal with whatever I'm putting out there. So. If you have to look at my baseball glove mitt, you have to look at my baseball glove.
Oh, God. Kendall, in the 1840s, did you know this? Nude bathing was common on the beaches of the United Kingdom.
What? Whole bunch of nude beaches. I think I've said this on the show before, but have I explained to you what the difference between naked and naked is?
Naked and naked, if you are above the Mason-Dixon line, you are naked. And if you are below, you are naked.
No. Naked is if you're at home, you don't have any clothes on, you're walking around your house. Naked is when you don't have any clothes on, you're out of the house and up to no good.
Oh, God, look over there. There's Charles the contractor talking to one of those waitresses. I'm so tired of seeing him wag that big old thing around.
So, look, Cliff... I was already disgusted with the thought of seeing Charles the Contractor nude. Now to see that he has such an enormous piece of his body,
there
are no words.
A recurring theme of our show is that there is no justice in the world. There's
no
only mercy, because that's what we can give to each other.
But Cliff, I guess it means if you have something that big, that's why you act that way.
Oh, God. Then why are we such like people pleasers? And, Kendall, I want to let our listeners in on something. Speaking of something else, I want to let, if our listeners are thinking, man, I'd rather be enjoying something better than this show, what you can do, go on to YouTube, because there are so many episodes of Family Feud hosted by our Cliff and Kendall brethren, our brother in obesity and laughs, Louie Anderson, who we just love.
Love him.
He's on there hosting Family Feud, and the one you want to watch is, there's an episode hosted by Louie Anderson, and it's the Dixie Chicks versus the Muppets.
What?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Now, I have to admit, I couldn't watch it because I was too nervous that the Muppets might lose. And I've already had to double my antidepressants because of just the stress of this ride tour and all of the jet lag.
It's just very stressful, yeah.
And so I thought, I don't know if I can take it if the Muppets lose, even to the Dixie Chicks, who I also love. But listeners out there, I know that that's got to be just TV gold. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm sure it's in their contract. They can't lose. They're Muppets. Muppets don't lose.
I know. And I'm sure they were playing for charity anyway, so who cares? But... Oh, Kendall, I think it's time for a segment.
Is it already time for a segment? Look at me, just sitting here in the nude, forgetting all... Ooh, I can't forget that.
And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to lift up my boob over here, and I've got some fill-in-the-blanks under there.
Oh, Cliff, there they are. I wondered where you were hiding them.
They're a little bit sweaty, but I got them.
They're all wet. All right, it's time to fill in the... All right, let's go, Cliff.
Let's
Hit me
go.
With a blank.
All right, see if you
Hit
can
me with your blank shot.
Blank me away. Kendall, pardon my French, but Cameron is so tight that if you stuck a lump of coal up his ass, in 2 weeks, you'd have a blank.
A diamond.
A diamond. Ferris Bueller.
Bueller, 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 Bueller.
A great empire, like a great blank, is most easily diminished at the edges.
Like a great...
Benjamin Franklin said it.
Like a great turkey.
Whoa, you were closer than I thought, Cliff. It was cake.
Oh.
He was a man after our own hearts.
Oh, cake. Cake me away. Kendall.
Yes.
You see, there are still faint glimmers of civilization left in this barbaric slaughterhouse that was once known as humanity. Indeed, that's what we provide in our own modest, humble, insignificant... Oh, blank it.
Fuck.
Fuck it! From the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, I was just saying fuck it. I got it right.
Oh, you were just saying.
No, I'm kidding. I got it.
Oh, you weren't talking to that couple over there by the water fountain, were you?
No, they're doing that on their own.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Cliff, we are what we blank. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Buddha said it.
We are what we eat.
No, that's what we are.
Oh.
Buddha was. He was what he thought.
What he thought. Oh, good one,
yeah,
Buddha.
We are what we think. Yeah. Good Buddha. One, Buddha.
Buddha, but Buddha. All right, Kendall. There will be sex after death. We just won't be able to blank it.
Experience.
Feel it. And that was Lily Tomlin. Oh.
Well, that makes more sense.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if you didn't experience it, you wouldn't be having it.
Yeah, all right. That's true.
If I'd have thought through that one, I could have got it. All right. Blank.
Is... Oh, I'm sorry. I just cut myself with my toenail over here, being so naked.
Oh.
Your toenail is never exposed, usually.
Oh, my God. Sorry, it's leaving a trail of blood. Yeah. Wow, it really sliced me.
Yeah, blood is shooting everywhere. It's all over me now.
Oh.
Okay. Cliff, blank is the ability to put into effect what is on your mind. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Speaking.
No, genius.
Genius. Oh, F. Scott.
I would have accepted Kindle as well.
I would have accepted. I would have not. I wouldn't have accepted that. Ooh.
Ugh.
Sorry, when I'm naked, you can see what that does to my body.
Everything ripples.
Where it's coming from. Kendall, I have one more for you.
All right.
Good taste and humor are a contradiction in terms, like a chaste blank.
Chaste dog.
No. Like a chaste, chaste, whore.
Oh,
a chaste whore. And that was a head whore. That was said by Malcolm Muggeridge. He was a muggle.
Oh, that makes so much more sense, too. I was like, chaste? Okay.
I knew from the second that you said it, I knew it.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, my gosh. Did our frisbee fly in here?
Oh, dear.
get right out of my hand here. It's flying in this direction.
I haven't seen one.
It went over here somewhere. Are you sitting on it, boy?
No, that is not a frisbee.
Oh, no, that don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear, well, I'm sorry to interrupt the show if it didn't come in here, dear, but you really should come out and play some of these sports. They're having so much fun.
Oh, yes. Why, in about 15 minutes, there's going to be a jumping jack competition. Oh, you want to get in on that one, boys?
I don't know about that. Maybe we'll join later when they're having Twister.
Twister? Oh, God.
Oh, all right, boys. Oh, dear, we've got to go. Our next event is about to begin.
Oh, wait for us, dears.
There they go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's go. Let's take a break and go watch this event and see what's happening out there. I don't think I can participate in any events in the nude, but maybe I'll watch.
Okay. Oh, what's that Charles the Contractor's got? Is that like a... Oh, I thought it was a flashlight, but it was just his...
You know what I always say? To belch is human. To forgive, divine. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Each year in the United States, 12,000 people die because of fire. Children must be taught not to play with matches. Gasoline must never be stored in your home. It could easily explode into a tragedy. Electrical outlets should never be overloaded to the point of danger. Careless smoking could kill you and your family. Take this advice from your safety council. Don't become a fire statistic.
Oh, Cliff and Kendall are back. Bet you weren't expecting that.
Oh, sorry, dear. We're just having so much fun.
I can't believe.
Congratulations.
You came in first, Sugar Lump. You're the best pole vaulter in the entire nude camp.
Well, dear, you know, I have you to thank for, dear. You were cheering me on, dear, and you came in second.
Wow, really good. That's good.
You guys did great. I enjoyed watching it.
It was nothing. You know, it was an old exercise I used to do during my naval cadet days.
Yes, dear, I've seen him do it over and over again, dear. It's very good.
I used to do it with the arm of a broom.
Oh, dear, he broke so many brooms.
so many brooms and mops. I received a bill from the Navy once I exited my Naval Reserve training. Oh, my.
Well, you can never have enough brooms.
Sorry, there was a bug under my bottom over here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought I heard something buzzing over there.
It was under my... And then it flew up into my face. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Well, it's better it flew up into your face.
Oh, my. Well, dear, shouldn't we be getting out to go get some refreshments?
Wait. Well, before you go, we wanted to talk about some hot subjects.
Oh, yeah, we got to do hot subjects.
Oh, my goodness, dear. I think the nudity might be enough for one day, don't you think?
Nothing too controversial here at this everyday family nudist colony.
If you can handle pole vaulting the nude, nothing here is going to be a hot subject.
All right, well, I'm going to start us off, dear. All right?
All right, start us out.
All right, everybody, weddings are a time to celebrate what but love. So why not?
Yeah, yes, I remember our wedding, Sugar Lump. Oh, it was fit for a queen.
All right. So why not celebrate the love you have for your partner and your love of pizza all in one go?
I like where this is going.
This is now a real possibility for brides-to-be as a restaurant has created the ultimate wedding bouquet and it's made entirely from pizza. And I can't believe we've been talking about it on the air because it's so controversial.
I hope I catch the bride's bouquet.
Oh, that, dear, what? That is not the typical romance and wedding, dear. It needs to be a traditional flowers, dear, and you need to have beautiful pansies or lilies, dear. Something wonderful with a nice fragrant smell to the nut pizza.
Of course. Right again, dear.
Well, what they're saying is on their website, the Villa Italian Kitchen, they said it's perfect for any couple looking to add some fun and flavor to their big day. Pizza bouquet and a pizza boutonniere feature beautiful and delicate floral details handcrafted by a food stylist. Oh my God, can you believe this?
That sounds very, very, very unhygienic, dear, wearing pizza on your lapel.
I think it's one sure way to draw ants, Sugar Lump. Oh my.
Oh, quite right, I didn't even think of that, dear.
Well, look, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for the pizza, except I would eat everybody's boutonniere before the wedding started.
You would have. Can you imagine if we'd had that at your wedding, Kendall?
No, we would have never made it out. They'd be like, where's Cliff and Kendall? He never came out. It's like, they're eating all the pizza boutonniere.
Yeah, they're eating the bride's bouquet. That's why they never came down the aisle.
Oh, well, oh, I'm with gosh. Mrs. Butterson. I don't know if that's proper etiquette at all.
I guess we'll just agree to disagree on that one.
Oh, yes. Agree.
All right.
All right, well, it's time to heat it up. Let's get some hot subject here.
Heat it up.
All right, speaking of food, a restaurant in China offered an all-you-can-eat program for a whole month. It was too good of a deal, and the restaurant reportedly went out of business within 2 weeks. Now, I did not know that we went to China on this ride tour, but we must have and ate at this buffet. But anyway, they went out of business and stopped offering it because people just ate too much.
Why didn't we get in on that? We should have gone back to China or something, whatever.
Well, if this was still going on, we'd be changing this tour. Can you believe
they rerouting?
They just that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away because they couldn't afford to keep up. Isn't that awful?
Oh, terrible, terrible financial advising on that one. Oh,
well, dear, if they'd have called us, we could have told them not to open an all-you-can-eat restaurant. We've seen too many go out of business.
I would have advised against that. Surely.
All right, maybe that wasn't too hot.
Well, but you just imagine if we had access to an all-you-can-eat anywhere, we would never leave. We'd go there every day, several times.
Oh. Right, well, that's why I didn't leave my house until I was almost 20 years old.
Oh.
My mother was like, here, eat some more.
I got another hot subject, everybody. Guess what?
No, not too hot.
Well, we'll see. There are some pretty bizarre rituals that we undertake, all in the name of beauty. Some people have fish nibble at their feet. Some people have botulism injected in their faces. And all in the name of soft skin. But one woman's so-called acne cure has to be one of the weirdest. The unnamed American woman and dog lover claims drinking her dog's urine helped clean her bad acne.
No.
In a video where she details her theory for why this has worked for her, she says, many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I have this natural glow. And she was happy to share her beauty secret. Then she collects a cup full of urine and from her dog and drinks it. And there's more.
My bowels. Oh, pardon me. There's so much.
Daffodil, please grab my hand, dear. Let's say a little prayer while he finishes this. Our Father who art in heaven, dear.
All right. And the woman, she said, until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed. I was sad. I had bad acne. Fair enough, but she then offers some questionable facts about dog pee, and she says it has vitamin A, vitamin E, and calcium, and it's also proven to help cure cancer. So if you're out there and you're wondering what to do for your health, grab a cup. Kendall, would you do this?
No, if I want a calcium, I'll have some milk, and if I want some vitamin A, I'll take a vitamin A pill. And if I want to cure cancer, I'll smoke a little dope.
Oh my!
Revolting! Oh my! Oh,
dear, I think that poor young girl is just very confused.
I don't doubt that there's a little bit of confusion.
I do have another one. In Philadelphia, a fan went to an ER after being struck in the face by a hot dog.
Hold on, Kendall. Hold on. Where was this? Where did it happen?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, in West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground was where I spent most of my days. All right, continue.
Yeah, are you okay? He's just singing a theme song.
What is she having an episode?
The hot dog was wrapped in duct tape and fired into the stands by Philadelphia's mascot, the Philly Fanatic. And he just slapped somebody right in the face with a hot dog and they were sent to the ER. What do you think about that? Should
terrible
big
violence.
Public baseball fields be shooting hot dogs in people's faces?
No, I don't think so. Why not shoot something softer like a fuzzball?
Dear, you're quite right. Hot dogs are way too hard. Although later there is going to be a hot dog throw here. We should be involved with that for sure.
Oh, yes. Dear, are we signed up for the hot dog throw?
Oh, dear, I don't know. Should we go check?
Oh, let's go check the sign up, dear.
Oh, what waste? Okay. That was a hot subject for sure.
There goes Charles the contractor. He's running over there to sign up for the hot dog throw.
Oh my god, I can't look over there.
I thought I was looking at like a swinging salami in a deli window there for a second.
I thought somebody was reenacting the hot dog throw.
That's talk about your footlongs.
I don't even know what to say to that. I don't want to look over there, though. I'm not looking.
Don't look. Don't look. Just look down at your notes. Look down at your own blobs of fat.
Oh, I can't look down either because then all I see is myself. Anyway, Cliff, do you have any more notes or any more tips about nudity you want to share?
Nudity tip number 12. Only do it at night. No. When do you remember? Do you have any nudity memories?
Oh, do I got a nudity memory for you? I thought you'd never ask. So,
I'm asking.
When I was about maybe six, I'm sure I've told this on the air before, I was over at my sister's house and I was spraying her with a garden hose. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Kendall, I swear to God, you spray me one more time with that garden hose and you're going to regret it." And of course, I was a little shit back then and I did it again. And as a punishment, she took all my clothes off and made me walk home completely in the buff, naked. Ugh. And my mother said I just walked in the front kitchen door just sobbing. And now that I look back on it, it's pretty funny. But I'm sure that's probably why I'm so in such a huge fear of being nude in front of people, because it's just a traumatic event from my childhood.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
Call Dr. Blathers.
I'm sure that's abuse in some form.
Well, if it was my mother, it would have been abuse. It was my sister, so she was just dumb.
She was just dumb.
Do you have a favorite nudity memory that you can share on the air, Cliff?
Not that I can share on the air.
Okay.
What do you remember, like, being a kid? Do you remember seeing, like, nudity, like, in movies that you thought was exceptional, or you're like, whoa?
I mean, as a kid, I remember, like, trying to watch, like the scrambled channels.
Oh, yeah. Some of them came in really well. Did you have any that came in good?
Well, for a brief time, my mother had, like, decided she... Somebody, like, made these... cable boxes where you got free cable, like, mm-hmm. all the channels, and you know they would work for like a month and then they would be done. They'd never work again. But like every couple years, like it would come around like, oh, we got this cable box, and so we'd have like Cinemax and HBO and everything, and for like 1 month's time you'd have like nudity as much as you could handle.
Uh-huh.
And so I did watch some stuff then and learned a lot about sex when I was a kid. And then it all went scrambled again, and I just went back down to those old paths.
Well, I remember...
of no nudity.
I remember when, you know, there would be the, like you say, the scrambled channels, HBO, Cinemax, yeah. Showtime, that kind. And I don't remember which one. I think Showtime, one of them, like, used to, like, really come in really well.
Oh, yeah, and they did like a free month every once in a while or something, didn't
well,
they?
Well, but I didn't like, to get need people to sign it when up. It was free. I would, like I'm talking about, I would watch it when it was like fuzzed over, but you could...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you couldn't hear it. You couldn't like enjoy a movie like that. But right. Some of them, I remember there at one point, I don't know how, online, there was this movie called Paris, France, and I'd heard that it had like frontal nudity, like Charles the Contractor swinging around over there. And
uh-huh. So, that's and way I thought, too much.
And at one point, in the old Tennessean browser, I saw that the movie Paris, France was coming on the scrambled channel, but that still came in pretty well. Like, it was not, yeah. It wasn't scrambled totally. And so I remember taping it, and you could just watch it over and over, and it was good enough definitely to make out the nudity, but you couldn't have just watched the movie like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I do remember, it's funny when you...
Do you understand what I mean?
I do understand what you mean. And you made me think of a movie I watched when I was a kid, when you said that. There was a movie called Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down. Have you heard of that movie before?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's like Antonio Banderas is in it, and I thought it was some French film that was coming through, like, because it was all scrambled, I couldn't make anything out except for, like, a boob every once in a while. But, I mean, it was like a normal movie, but there was nudity in it.
Yeah. Well, even worse, the worst thing I've ever watched for nudity alone was there was like this Holocaust movie, but it had like frontal nudity. So I was like, oh, I gotta check this one out. You know, I'm a history buff here.
Sorry, could you say that again in this microphone so I could send it to Dr. Blathers, Cliff?
Okay, but that's not anything that anybody should know.
No, but these things are. It's time for things you should know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it makes you feel dumb. It makes me feel dumb.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, whenever you stop, we'll continue. All that rippling going on over there, Cliff. It's just, every time you belch, it just ripples everywhere. And then it continues rippling on to me.
I know. Sorry, I had one thing you should know that was like stuck up under my boob and it would not come off, but there, I got it.
Ooh, look, I found a cracker under my fat roll over here. I forgot I had it.
Uh-oh.
Mm. All right, I got one for you, Cliff.
Yes. All
right. Not a cracker, but a thing you should know. All right.
Oh, okay.
Who was the legendary Benedict monk who invented champagne?
That would be Bartles and James.
No, Cliff, it was Dom Perignon.
Well, what do you know?
Well, what do you know?
Kendall, yep. Who said of her role in About Schmidt, no one would ever in their right mind expect to see a woman like myself do a nude scene?
Little Kathy Bates.
Our sister Kathy Bates.
Oh, speaking of being in misery nude... all right, Cliff, which actress has won the most Oscars?
Oh, is it Katharine Hepburn?
Yes.
Oh.
Very good. Do you know how many?
Four, right?
Yeah, look at you.
Look at me, and I'm doing it naked, everybody. Answering these questions naked.
It's just as thrilling with your clothes on as it is with you naked.
Kendall, which Baldwin brother flashed his furry chest on shows like The Doctors and Knots Landing?
Did you say what, Baldwin brother?
I did.
Oh, that Richard Baldwin. No, I'm kidding. What's his name? Oh my God! His name just went out of my head. The one that's always on everything. That's not Alec.
Yeah, it's him, Alec. It was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, it was Alec. Oh. Oh well, see, I got it.
Okay, I wasn't listening that close to what you said, so I'll just give it to you.
Good. Well, it's a good thing I got it then.
And that's all I'm asking you.
That's all the things you should know, Cliff. It's all the things you should know. Join us next time for more things you should know.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Cliff. Did you hear about the big group of people that stripped and dipped on the West Coast and set the Guinness record for the largest skinny dip?
I did not. I do not know why they didn't ask me to join them.
Well, for obvious reasons, they didn't ask us, but they should have.
If they really wanted the world's largest skinny dip,
yeah,
they would have asked us.
It would have looked like 100 more people out on that beach.
Easily.
Oh, boys. Did you see Mrs. Butterson? She just won. Oh, she just won a wonderful competition, boys. Oh,
dear Hopscotch, it was a wonderful prize.
Oh, she came in first again.
Dear, I don't know what it is with me, but once the clothes come off, the games are just being one right after the other.
It's a little bit easier to focus, don't you find?
It's liberating, isn't it?
Ah, yes, dear, I'm glad you're finally coming around to that point.
We're truly a liberated show now, so I feel like that's good.
I feel like I'm ready to go out and do a little game playing myself in the nude.
Oh, all right, dear, we've got to go to the champagne ceremony for your big hopscotch win.
Dear, that's a great idea. Let's go over there right now, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Boys, as soon as the show's over, come on out and get to playing some games, dear. It's so much fun. You're going to love it.
Oh, yes. Although you won't do nearly as well as Mrs. Butterbutter Butcher. Oh, no.
Well, I'm going to stay away from the doily catch over there because I know she's got that one in the bag.
You know it, dear.
Come along, dear.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, Cliff, this has been quite a nude show.
It's been a nude show.
Oh, there
from top to bottom. All right, well, can you? I've got a quote for you.
Okay, quote me.
Goes like this: one must care about a world one will not see, and that was said by Bertrand Russell. And so the nudes have to care about the non-nudes.
Somebody needs to care about the non-nudes.
You know what the newspaper said when they were talking about naked Cliff and Kendall, right? They said, no nudes is good nudes.
And on that note, I gotta go. We'll see you here next week. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at Cliff and Kendall. .podbean.com.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.